Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is the new president of the center, Julie Tesh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So you have a lot of travel to do and learning and all the rest of that stuff, but it's great to have you on board. The center is kind of in the process of publishing some studies on workforce in rural Minnesota. So what's the latest and greatest about that?
So we have a three-part series coming out, and our first part has just been released, talking about exploring the workforce shortage in rural Minnesota, which is a huge problem all over greater Minnesota. And so the first part, we're looking at the job vacancy data, and that's from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, so DEED. So we're looking at that and breaking it down. So that's what's been released right now. So you can go on our website and actually go by county and look at that data. So click on it, you can enlarge it, you can change the graphs. It's quite intuitive. You can definitely tell which regions and which counties of the state have a greater need where the vacancies aren't being filled.
I do know that in greater Minnesota, manufacturers have really struggled to fill the demand for employees. I presume that's still true.
Absolutely, it's absolutely true. And what we've learned as well is that there's a common misperception that there's not a lot of high-skilled jobs out there, but there are. And even with the lower skilled, a good thing is that they're being forced to offer healthcare benefits and retirement and offer higher wages. And so the gap is closing on what wages are between urban and rural, but it's still lower. But you are seeing more benefits coming in because employers are trying to entice workers.
Interesting. So it's, in a sense, a worker's market right now. And I do know that many of the technical colleges are very busy enrolling students because, you know, in 2 years, you can get certified to work in one of these skilled positions, highly skilled positions, and get paid really well.
Absolutely. I started my career as a 4-H extension educator. And I know I had students that went to school for welding, and they were making twice as much as me, you know, with a master's degree. And that's the way it is. But there's such a high demand for skilled labor.
Yeah.
And working with your hands and doing that skilled labor is so rewarding. So I think it's wonderful.
It's so funny because we were just having a conversation about the Mankato Makerspace, which is a place that people can learn to weld and they can learn to work with wood and stuff with their hands. And it's becoming really popular, especially among young people, to do things with their hands.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that's a direct correlation to schools not having more of the small engines, welding, woodworking classes, so they finally get a chance to do that. And so having maker spaces is wonderful.
Yeah, it was kind of overdue, actually, if you think about it. But anyway, well, so it sounds like if we go to ruralmn.org, we can find all that data?
That is correct. And we'll be releasing part two here sometime in the fall, hopefully before the holidays.
Okay, great. Well, Julie, what a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.